USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks closed out their worst first half of the year since 1970. Over the past 3 months, the NASDAQ has dropped more than 20%, its worst stretch since 2008. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 253 points to close at 3775. The S&P fell by 33 points and the NASDAQ dropped 149 points. The Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration will be allowed to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says the Biden administration is not securing the border.
The law of the United States is that we have to secure the border. We have to have operational control of the border. And you must detain those individuals who are being adjudicated for, say, an asylum claim. That is not happening.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
As we head into a long holiday weekend, more Americans are feeling pessimistic about the direction America is heading.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to Catholic Vote, there have been at least 34 attacks on pregnancy centers and pro-life groups since the draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked in early May. Pro-abortion domestic terrorists have claimed responsibility and are promising more attacks in a summer of rage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
Democratic insiders are talking about bringing back a twice-failed presidential candidate to run in 2024. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As faith in the Democrat leadership wanes, inflation, border security, defund the police, gas prices, raging war in Europe, the complete failure and deadly Afghan withdrawal, Representative Beth Van Dyne, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax overnight said that the recent rumors circulating about another Hillary Clinton presidential run in 2024 shows that the Democrats are depleted.
Nobody is on their bench. Who else are they going to run? Where they're going to have somebody who's already run twice and lost. This is their best bet for trying to beat us in 2024. You've seen horrendous policies that I think is also fairly, a strong statement against the current VP.
Uncertainty keeps plaguing the cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin briefly fell below $19,000 Thursday before rebounding to get back just above that mark. The largest cryptocurrency is down 58% since the beginning of the year. Its value has plummeted 70% from its peak in November. The Tour de France is set to begin Friday in Copenhagen and wind its way through France for 21 days before ending in Paris on July 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.